She puts the grandma in Grandmaster Flash. Sue Freeman from Canberra is in her 60s and old enough to have been kicking around when vinyl was first in fashion. But now she's known worldwide for her DJ skills. So how does a 60-something-year-old from Australia's sleepiest city become the dark horse of the DJ world?
I've been doing it now for 10 years. So I started a while ago and I would never have imagined that I would be DJing that long. And sometimes now it just blows me away even thinking about it. And standing in the Dixon shops, like I see people, you know, really enjoying the music and it's so much fun. Like it's the best job you could ever ask for.
It hasn't always been your job though. What were you before you were DJS?
Sue? A bookkeeper. Yeah.
I see Julian looking at Sue going, I think there's a career for me.
Where did you learn the skill to spin the decks?
Well, I was working as a bookkeeper for a restaurant in Tuggeranong with a lot of young people, and I went to the manager's wedding in Mossvale, and there was a DJ there who was probably in her 40s, and she was a woman, and she was really grumpy during the night, and she didn't play our songs, and we were having a right old time. That started me thinking, God, I reckon I could do that job. And it came into my life. Like I just, my son and I went and did a half-day DJ course in Sydney. And then just, we went out busting to get some equipment and then went on from there. But
that's fantastic.
It is absolutely fantastic because I've seen you at the Rex. I remember you were DJing
that was the best night.
At our staff Christmas party. I know Dan Borsha was requesting a lot of Whitney Houston and finally you had to pull the plug and say, Dan, enough. I mean, I've got my own tunes.
I can't remember that night.
So here's a few of the comments. That granny ain't no granny if she knows to spin like that. And it's on my playlist too. Older, but not old. Thankfully, lots of us types out there.
I had a lot of people come back to me saying, I can't wait to visit Australia if that's what's going on down there. And someone else came back to me and said, how good a nursing home's going to be in 20 years' time?
How old are you, Sue? Can I ask that?
I'm 63.
What's the response normally when you get up and do your DJ set? Because there was a few comments there saying, you know, I don't think you look like a granny.
You might be a granny soon, though.
In a couple of months' time, yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
But I'm not a granny. And like a lot of those comments I read, there's another Instagram account called Brown Cardigan. Do you know that? And there's like 5,000 comments on there. So I was reading some of them and they all call me like DJ Nan's got it off. And some said like DJ Dementia.
So when did you get a sense yesterday that you were going viral yet again?
I played on Saturday. I think it was Saturday afternoon. I looked on my Instagram and I got a message from someone in the US saying, I think it might have been on the Instagram page saying, you know, good on you, congratulations. This reminds me of Australia and I live in California and I love California.
Where to from here, DJ Sue?
I don't know. Like, you know,
you need a manager. Julian, I think, is volunteering. So good to meet you, and thanks, Julian.
Thank you for having me in today. I really appreciate
it. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Speyer on ABC Radio Canberra.